To recap now the dramatic events of the past few hours, it appears the regime of Saddam Hussein has collapsed. In Baghdad, government and security officials have disappeared from the streets. In some neighborhoods, hundreds of people have massed in celebration, and there has been widespread looting. U.S. military officials caution that fighting is continuing in some places, both in the capital and elsewhere in the country. NPR's Jennifer Ludden joins us from the Pentagon. Jennifer, run through what happened in Baghdad today.
Well, it seemed that officials of the Saddam Hussein regime woke up and decided it was time to get out of town or to hide. Military posts were abandoned. Information and intelligence officials, who usually keep a tight rein on the Western journalists there, just didn't show up. In eastern, mostly Shiite neighborhoods of the city, jubilant crowds massed on the streets. They ripped apart huge posters of Saddam Hussein. Some threw flowers at U.S. forces. In a main square, Firdaus Square downtown, with the help of a U.S. military tank, a crowd brought down a 40-foot statue of Saddam Hussein. It came crashing and splitting in two on the way down, and crowds dragged pieces of it through the streets. Also looting, as you mentioned, a lot of government offices and police stations have been looted, people dragging out chairs and desks and refrigerators. Not everywhere, though, U.S. military officials say in some neighborhoods there is a subdued mood. Perhaps people of Sunni ethnicity, mm-hmm. the ruling regime, possibly fearful of this power vacuum.
At the Pentagon, what are they saying is next for U.S. forces?
Well, presumably they'll want to prevent anarchy. In Qatar, Brigadier General Vincent Brooks did not seem too worried about this collapse of law and order. He said he expected looting to settle down. A big focus is going to be to Crete, which is the hometown of Saddam Hussein north of Baghdad. The military says airstrikes are going on there. They want to make sure that remnants of the regime don't reestablish control there and don't hide there. And further north, we're told that Iraqi Republican Guard and militia are continuing to fight around the oil centers of Kirkuk and Mosul. Finally, another focus, General Brooks says, will be humanitarian where security permits. The military will try to help get hospitals up and running. They've been overwhelmed with Iraqi casualties, and they're lacking supplies, water, and electricity.
Big question right now is who is in control in Baghdad, also in the rest of Iraq?
A very big question, possibly a big problem. The Pentagon has stressed in recent days it does not want to impose a government structure. It wants Iraqis to rule themselves, but there is no structure ready to do this. There's nothing in place. There are some civil administrators working under the Pentagon who've been in Kuwait preparing to take over various ministries. Obviously, there's going to be a lot of pressure to figure this out soon.
This was an extremely oppressive regime, and I'm sure there's some concern that there will be retribution against the people who have been associated with it.
Especially in Baghdad, you've got a very volatile population there, a volatile mix. You've got a lot of Sunnis, which was the ruling regime was mainly a minority Sunni. You've got a lot of Shiites, who are the majority population in Iraq, also some Kurds. Both those groups suffered greatly. They were not only excluded from power, thousands and thousands have been killed over the years to stifle dissent. There are a lot of scores to settle.
Thank you very much. NPR's Jennifer Ludden at the Pentagon.